I rise also in opposition.
Could you come a little closer and state your name and county?
Oh, I'm sorry. John Hughes, Minnehaha County. Mr. Chair, members of the body, I also rise in opposition to this platform plank. Because frankly, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means to have a sort of a dangling sentence that we believe every pre-born child is entitled to equal protection under the law. Our existing statutes are so clear. SDCL 34-23A-1.2, the legislature finds that all abortions, whether surgically or chemically induced, terminate the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. Every pregnancy health center consultation has to provide a statement, orally and in writing, that an abortion will terminate the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. Mr. Chair, members of the body, my concern is that this platform amendment is intended to bring House Bill 1212 in the back door. I do not believe in prosecuting women who have conducted an abortion. That is just antithetical. If we're gonna revert to some type of Sharia law through the law of Moses, then how many adulterers are in the room? How many fornicators? Under the law of Moses, I'm being serious. If we're going to adopt a punitive approach to what we view as a moral failure, then I think we're going down a very slippery slope. Now, I carried the abortion chemical bill ban, HB 1274. I carried that bill. I believe in that bill. And we have pending federal court litigation going on in Rapid City. Why are we messing with constitutional legal principles by introducing vague and murky concepts in a Republican Party platform plank? The war is being waged in court. This principle muddies the waters, and I stand in strong opposition to it.